This is an executive summary of passive income, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Passive income, a key term for accredited real estate investors. Definition below, see the cited authority and related terms to go deeper. Passive income, in the tax sense defined by Section 469, is income from a trade or business in which the taxpayer does not materially participate, most commonly rental real estate activities, which are treated as passive by default regardless of participation. The distinction matters because of the passive activity loss rules. Losses from passive activities can generally only offset income from other passive activities, not wages or portfolio income such as interest and dividends, with disallowed losses suspended and carried forward until the taxpayer has passive income to absorb them or disposes of the activity. For real estate investors, this has several practical consequences. Fractional, professionally managed investments such as Delaware statutory trust interests generate passive income to the investor, since the investor takes no active role, which can be useful for absorbing suspended passive losses from other rental holdings. The default passive characterization of rental income also generally subjects it to the 3.8% net investment income tax for higher earners. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.